This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker and the Daily Buzz. Is there an old friend you haven't talked to in a while? If so, reach out to them. There's word out they'll appreciate it more than you think. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh talked to thousands of people and had them do one of two things. One group had to think about the last time they reached out to an old friend just because and how much they thought the friend appreciated it. The second group had to think about the last time an old friend reached out to them. The point was to compare the reaction we expect and the response it actually gets. And it turns out, we wildly underestimate how much it's appreciated. Most people didn't expect a big reaction, but the ones on the receiving end were always very happy to get the call. And the same applied for texts and emails. They also tested it by having people send actual gifts, and they got the same result. Once again, they underestimated how much it would mean. If you only met a person once, how likely are you to remember their name the next time you bump into them? New poll finds most of us struggle with it. 58% of us say there's a good chance we wouldn't remember. That's how many said they struggle at least half the time. Only 7% always remember names. Men are a little worse at it than women. Over half of women and 61% of men have trouble with names. Most of us have an easier time with faces, though. Only around 1 in 4 said there's a good chance they wouldn't even recognize the person. And 28% said they'd never forget a face. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz Part 2. It's nice people are traveling again so we can get back to stories about American tourists doing dumb things overseas. 23-year-old guy from the U.S. tried to take a selfie and fell into an active volcano last weekend. Happened Saturday on Mount Vesuvius in Italy, which hasn't erupted since 1944, but it's the same one that destroyed Pompeii almost 2,000 years ago. He and three family members hiked up to the rim without buying a ticket and took a route you're not supposed to be on. Then taking a selfie while up there, dropping his phone into the volcano. But it didn't fall very far, so he thought he could climb down and get it. That's when he fell in. There's no lava or anything in it, so he wasn't seriously hurt, but he ended up with cuts and bruises on his arms and back and had to be rescued. He and his three family members all charged with trespassing. No, that wasn't, but could have been, our knucklehead story. And according to a new study, people in England believe robots will rule the world by 2060, including control of the economy and politics. At that time, the Brits believe humans will be forced to be their servants. 60% of those surveyed described robots as dangerous to humans. 86% said they must be properly supervised. Well, at least we have 40 years before everything falls apart, huh? Like it hasn't already. Knucklehead news out of Florida. We're in the hierarchy of getaway vehicles. This is way down the chain. Guy in Florida tried to outrun the cops on his lawnmower. Dustin Mobley, 40, had been on the lam, cops looking for him since January when they say he stole a $40,000 boat. He was on the boat when they found him in January, but he dove into a Florida swamp, got away. They've been looking for him ever since. When they tracked him down Saturday, he was on a riding mower, tried to drive off on it. They say the chase lasted 17 seconds. They tased him and got him into custody, then found a bunch of illegal stuff on him. A gun, which he's not allowed to have because he's a convicted felon, and also meth. Oh, and a handcuff key. He's facing multiple felony charges. The Daily Buzz. Paul L. at Midwest Family, SWMI, my email address, if you'd like to send me something to buzz about. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift, and that's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.